Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, yes, 97.1 The Ticket. Rigger in from Mike. 248-539-9797. Ticket text at 97136. Simply asking the question, I believe yesterday, and I'm a little slow, I admit that, but I believe yesterday was the official dying time for this era of Tiger baseball. They're dead. It's over. It's done. It's gone. And I'm simply asking the question, when you think back to this era, whether it be 06, 09, 2011, 2014, the last time they made the playoffs, whatever it is you want to point to, is this era of Tiger baseball, is it successful? Probably not. However, I will say this. I don't think it's as dismal or failure-induced as much as you people think it is. And maybe it's because I was around in the 90s. I truly admit that. But I think there's so many people, no matter what age they are, will say disaster, failure, awful, underwhelming. They have a lot of bad words for this era of Tiger baseball. And while you didn't win the grand prize, which is the title, and it sucks that you spent so many resources, spent so much money to try to get there, just because you didn't win a title and you did go 1-8 in World Series games, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to call it a failure, or I'm not going to call it a waste. So am I the only person living in America that looks at this era of Tiger baseball as the furthest thing from a waste? 248-539-9797. Ticket text at 97136. Some text at 97136. Nabil in Cali. Look at that. Somebody listening in California. Before Dombrowski, the Tigers were a laughingstock. Accurate. How about this one? Your female friend should comment more on things she knows about, like buying shoes, having babies, and baking cookies. Can't say that. What kind of ticket text is that? Unacceptable. Just a couple more for you. Hi, Jeff. Did you suggest that a Tigers pennant race is more exciting than a potential Lions Super Bowl? Well, I have no idea what a potential Lions Super Bowl would feel like. In fact, I just want to laugh every time I hear that. So maybe I did. Because to me, a Lions Super Bowl is just like fantasy. Somebody mentions they're going to win a Super Bowl, and to me, I think I'm going to be dead, unfortunately. Will the NFL still be around by the time the Lions get around to winning a Super Bowl? Probably not. I don't think so. So yes, to me, a pennant race, there's nothing like it. Plus, let's be honest, you play every day. Every day seems like make or break. I mean, you've been through it in 06. 06, granted, they didn't win the division. But 06 was so much fun. 2013, 2012 was so much fun. Do you remember, and we'll get to the calls momentarily here, but do you remember in 2012, they had about three and a half weeks left of baseball. Jim Leland was on the hot seat. And I remember going into the skipper's office and asking him, hey, Jim, do you think this is going to be your last homestand as Detroit Tigers manager? And I couldn't even get through the question. I'm like, Jim, do you think? And he cut me off. He's like, why don't you say what you mean? Why don't you say it with me? What do you want to ask me? What do you want to ask me? It's very tense. And I asked him, and he's like, listen, I can't control that. Mind you, the Tigers railed off like some ridiculous record and made it all the way to the World Series. And then they got swept. But I think people cannot remember the good. Like Verlander, and we're going to talk about this because Paul Sarah behind the glass made what I think is such a typical, young, silly, Detroit-hating comment. So we'll get to that in the 4 o'clock hour. And he's shaking his hand, his head. But he knows I'm right.
It wasn't a ridiculous statement.
Dumb statement. You're a hater. We'll get to it. Get your argument together. You're going to be torched, not just by me, but by the people listening. Okay? Okay. But I think there were some great moments. I do. I think moments, like I remember, I know people want to talk here, but I remember sitting at Tiger Stadium in like 96, 97, 2001. I remember going to games and thinking to myself, dear baseball gods, all I really want is a meaningful game in September. That's it, boy. That's it. Dear baseball god, before I lay my head down to rest, can you just give me one game where the Tigers flirt with a friggin' wild card? One. I remember that feeling going to Cy Youngs, multiply. MVPs, multiply. A triple crown. World Series. You know what, like, was the coolest day ever? And again, it didn't really relate to squat. But I remember waking up trade deadline 2014 and the Oakland A's said, we're going for it, bitches. We're trading for Johnny Lester. And they did. And they gave up Yoenis Cespedes. Do you remember that? And do you remember what happened when the Tigers were playing that day? Do you remember? Do you remember? Austin Jackson got pulled off the field in the seventh inning because Dave Dombrowski, Trader Dave, traded for David Price. It didn't work. It happens. But you know what? I remember thinking at that point in time, holy bleep, the Tigers are not just relevant, people. They are the top of baseball's talking points. I mean, it's stuff like that that I never thought when I was watching back in the day I would ever see. So I can't trash the era. I can't. A lot of people are. Am I the only person not trashing the era of Tiger baseball, which officially ended yesterday? They died yesterday, in case you didn't know. 248-539-9797. Marty, you're on the ticket. Hello, sir.
Hi there.
Hey, man.
Listen, I agree with you 1,000%. I think it's been a terrific decade of baseball with a lot of individual achievement and team achievement and attendance achievement and relevance achievement. I think it's great. I absolutely do.
I mean, Marty.
How'd you like to be the Padres for your entire career?
Well, the Padres went to the World Series in what? 2006 and also 1984. But Marty, I wouldn't say it's great. See, you're even more bubbly than me. Like, Marty,
that's right.
You got kids, Marty? Marty, you got kids?
No.
No, okay. Well, there's this movie. The guys behind the glass probably know. It's called The Trolls. Have you guys seen The Trolls? The Trolls are very happy. Have you seen The Trolls?
Yes.
Okay. The Trolls are very happy. They can never think anything negative. They're very happy little trolls, you know? Marty, you sound, this is not a negative statement, you sound like a troll. You sound like it's great. I can't say it's great. So you're even more positive and optimistic than I am, which I do appreciate, but I can't say it's great because great would mean to win a World Series.
I don't like what's happening to the team now at all. And of course, the guys at work, we watch baseball practically every day. We text each other during the game, oh, this, that, and the other thing. But still in all, when you look back on it, great achievement by a lot of different standards. And, I mean, what else can you ask for? I mean, you can ask for the World Series. You can ask for all kinds of things. But I still think it's been fun. It's been fun to watch, and
fair
I
enough.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. By the way, I'm silly, I'm stupid, and I'm probably hungover. Did I say the Padres went to the World Series in 06? Yeah, obviously the Tigers and the Cardinals went to the World Series in 06. I meant 98. I knew they lost to the Yankees in six games. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they had a 2-0 lead. Remember, the former Tiger Chris Gomez was their shortstop, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.